The Browns aren't playing this week, but they managed to hit a new low. The team failed to make several deals ahead of yesterday's NFL trade deadline. WKSU commentator Terry Pluto joins me. Terry, you expected the team to acquire a quarterback, but then nothing happened.
Especially when a surprise popped up, which was that Jimmy Garoppolo, who Browns fans have heard rumored coming to Cleveland seemingly for ages, but at least 6 months.
He's a backup at New England.
Right, Tom Brady's caddy. And a couple times when he's played very well. For example, he played the first two games of this season when Brady was suspended, completed 70% of his passes, 4 touchdowns, no interceptions, and they won both games. New England did with Garoppolo. You know, the Browns had tried to trade for him before the draft, during the draft, but then suddenly, out of nowhere,
he ended up going to the 49ers.
And what did the 49ers give up for him?
A second-round draft pick.
When I heard that, I go, that's it?
Okay.
Because the price was much higher during the draft, those first-round picks and stuff like that. And my immediate thought was, where are the Browns in this?
When they clearly need a quarterback that has some proven experience.
Well, you're 0-8. I don't know how good he's going to be. My guess is he'll at least be okay, though. He's 26 years old. He's been in the league for 3 years. He studied under Belichick and Brady. He's considered, for example, much better than Brian Hoyer, who played here, who actually had a 10-6 record here in his ninth year in the league. You trade for Jimmy Garoppolo, you will have a quarterback in the NFL for several years.
Okay.
So I'm going, wait a minute. What have the Browns been doing the last couple of years?
They have been piling up draft picks.
So how many second-round picks do they have next year? Not one.
Not two.
Not two.
Three?
Three.
That's a lot.
That's a stunning amount. And they also have 2 first-round picks. So I'm sitting here, and I'm thinking, if I knew the 49ers offered 1 second-round pick, I'd probably come back and offer a second-round pick and a fourth or something like that. But you know what? If I had to go up to 2 second-round picks, fine. I mean, I can't imagine Belichick not getting on the phone after this offer from San Francisco and saying, hey, this is what I got. What can you do?
So this is on the Browns.
This is the major failure of the front office since they took over in 2016, the Sashi Brown front office.
Really?
Even while there's different things they could have done in the draft, trying to figure out which quarterback out of college, Carson Wentz, Jared Goff, you know, Deshaun Watson, Deshaun Kizer, all these guys, that's a lot harder to sort through than a guy who's been in the league for 3 years and has some starts, and you got all kinds of NFL film on him. So to me, you did these things the last few years of adding picks for something like this on a player you've clearly wanted for months and months, and for whatever reason, you didn't get him. And then what happened right after that?
They were trying to make a deal with the Cincinnati Bengals for A.J. McCarron.
Right, as backup quarterback. Not nearly, in my mind, the same class as Garoppolo.
Something went wrong at the last minute where the Browns didn't follow through, or what?
Yeah, we're not sure exactly what.
What
all I know
wrong?
Is this. The Bengals, I guess, thought there was a trade. The Browns thought there was a trade. The league said it wasn't done in time, and who you want to blame is fine. Remember, the Browns front office gets blamed for anything that goes wrong in the whole league, so I'm not going to fall into that trap, but I'm simply going to say this. They didn't make it happen.
Is there any explanation for what's going on here?
Other than they were too afraid of being, quote, overpaying, I can't come up with a single one. Certainly the coaching staff was not in the way. They wanted another quarterback, Hugh Jackson and his coaches. So it wasn't their fault.
So we're just left scratching our heads again. We don't know what's going on.
8 more games of Deshaun Kizer.
And they're in the bye week now, 0-8. Do you see this team winning a game this season?
Yes. Just don't ask me which one.
Okay.
They won one last year.
At the very end, they did.
It's really hard to go 0-16. Only one team basically has done it. The last team to do is the Detroit Lions. No, we're not going there. I say they win a game.
Terry, thanks.
Thanks, Amanda.
That's WKSU commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesday mornings to talk sports.